إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue with the series on marriage. And yesterday we spoke about the issue of tranquility or sakina or sukoon. Today we speak about the next word that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu used in this ayah of Surah Ar-Rum, and that word is mawadda. Now, mawadda means love. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً, and we have put between the two of you love for one another. Now love has two aspects to it. One is the physical aspect of physical attraction and love. And alhamdulillah, this is also from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is from His ni'mah. But the other aspect of love which must be understood and which we forget is that aspect of love which grows with time. The physical aspect of love is something that actually decreases with time. The older you get, the more you know each other and so on. And this is again something which is tabai, it is something which is natural. But the other aspect of love which grows over time is that aspect which is based in respect. Respect for one another. And respect comes out of knowledge of one another. So the more you know each other, and the more you know good of each other, the more you learn to respect each other. And the more you learn to respect each other, the more you learn to love one another. And therefore, the longer you are in the marriage, the more your love for each other actually increases. And this is what I call growing in love, as different from falling in love. Falling is not a good thing in any case, into anything. And if you don't believe me, then I suggest you stand up and take a fall and see what happens. So the thing is to develop this respect for one another, which results then in loving one another. The second thing about this respect is that obviously respect does not come for things which are not respectable. So therefore, when you are focused on creating a situation between each other, a relationship that is based on respect, it automatically keeps you on the straight and narrow. It keeps you in behavior which is respectable. And every time Shaitan comes and tries to take you away into behavior which is not respectable, then you think twice. And you say, well, if I do this and my spouse comes to know, then he or she will lose the respect that they have for me. And that damages our relationship and damages the love that we have for one another. So it keeps us in a state where we continue to respect one another because our behavior is that which inspires this respect. This respect for one another is very critical. Because this is the foundation of all good marriages. Respect for one another also comes from being mirrors to one another, to be a mirror to a person. Now, mirror has two, the kind of mirror that you need to be, it must have two qualities. The first quality of the mirror is that the mirror reflects what it sees, but it does it with care and with concern. So it's not a mirror which reflects harshly, but a mirror which reflects with tenderness, with compassion. And the second thing is to be a mirror which does not have which has a selective memory. So you need to be a mirror, but a mirror with a selective memory. Remember the good and forget the bad. Now that's the kind of mirror which builds a very happy marriage. A mirror that remembers the good and forgets the bad. Very often we find the opposite, which is people forget the bad, or they take the people forget the good, they take the good for granted as if this is their birthright, and they ignore it and they take it for granted, they forget it. But the bad they don't forget, with the result that one bad thing happens and you bring out of the closet where you have been keeping all those bad memories and flood the place. So a person may do good for you all their life, but one bad thing they do, and all that good gets washed away. The third foundation of this respect, which results in love, is thankfulness. Genuinely feeling thankful and expressing that thankfulness. When was the last time you said thank you? When was the last time you said Jazakallahu Khairan to your spouse for doing their normal, apparently mundane activity? When was the last time you thanked your spouse for ensuring that every time you come home, there is a hot meal on the table? When was the last time you thanked your spouse for ensuring that every time you come home, the house is clean? When was the last time you thanked your spouse for the fact that every time you go into your bedroom, the bed is made and the place is pleasant? Things which are apparently mundane, which are routine, which are day-to-day, and again we take them for granted. We expect that this is somehow our gratitude is taken for granted. We think that, yes, well, you know, he should know, she should know. When was the last time you thanked your husband that he goes out to work every day and slogs it out in an office? A lot of times in jobs that they really don't want to do, and only because they have a sense of responsibility that they must support their families. And if that didn't happen, then what would happen to the wife, what would happen to the children, where the husband is no longer there? I mean, either he died or he is irresponsible or he's gone away somewhere. What happens to such families? And we know very well what happens. But when we don't have that situation, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not put us in that situation, we don't appreciate that, and we don't show that, we don't express that appreciation. Now, if you think that expressing appreciation is something which, you know, you don't need to do, and if you say, well, you know, I'm living with them on a daily basis, why do I need to say it? Then tell me, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, order us in the Quran? وَإِسْتَعَذَنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَزِدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. In Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, announce to them, tell them, that the one who is grateful to me, who expresses gratitude, I will increase my blessing. And the one who is ungrateful, let him be aware and let him beware of my punishment. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows already if we are grateful or not. Why is then Allah saying we must express our gratitude to him, Jalla Jalaluhu? Because expressing gratitude is not about the other person. It's not about whether they know or they don't know. It's about your own attitude towards what you are receiving from that person. Are you grateful in your attitude, or do you take it for granted? Are you arrogant in that and say, well, this is my right? Even where it is your right, it is very important to develop this this habit of expressing gratitude. And this, if you do with your spouse, then this will get translated into your children. It will get translated into children who are grateful to the parents for what they receive from them, and they are used to hearing words of gratitude. Parents thanking children, children thanking parents, parents thanking each other, and that becomes the foundation of respect between the parents and the children as well. And when children are consciously aware constantly of all that their parents did for them, then such children, when the parents grow old, it is natural that the children will respect and serve those parents. They will not leave those parents alone because they are used to hearing these words of gratitude. Now, once again, there will be things in that relationship where you feel irritated, where you feel that, you know, for example, the whole issue of nagging. I always tell my friends, if your husband or your wife wanted to marry a nag, they would have married a horse with far less problems than marrying you. So don't nag. Now, having said that, there will be, therefore, things in the marriage that you feel irritated about and so on. But as I said, a mirror with selective memory. Remember the good, be thankful for the good, and show that gratitude, express that gratitude, and forget the bad. And you will find that when you do that, the bad will decrease over time. People feel hesitant about doing bad to somebody from whom they only receive good words. People feel hesitant about doing bad to somebody from whom they are receiving words of thankfulness for every little thing they do. I remember once I was teaching a course in Chennai, and I mentioned this thing to this group of people. And these were all Tambrams, you know, Tamilian Brahmins. And they have, it's almost a standard thing in Tamil Brahmin homes, that every morning the lady of the house, she gets up, she has a bath, she goes and does her puja, she comes to the kitchen, and she makes filter coffee, freshly roasted coffee beans, ground, freshly ground, and then coffee extracted through the coffee filter. And absolutely delightful. It's the aroma of that is it's like perfume. It's so good. Now they make this coffee, and she will give this coffee to the man of the house, who then by then wake up, and then they sit on the veranda or they sit in the house, and they have this coffee and they read the Hindu newspaper. So this is the morning ritual in almost every Tamil Brahmin house. And I had this whole group of people, of managers who I was teaching. So I asked them, I said, how many of you, when was the last time that you thanked the lady of the house, your mother or your wife or your, whoever it is, who makes this coffee for you? I first asked them, does this happen in your house? They said, oh yes sir, of course it happens in the house. I said, what will happen if one day this coffee is not there? And I saw these eyes rolling up and, you know, expression of horror on the face. So I said, fine, so now, when was the last time you thanked the lady of the house for making this coffee for you every single day without fail? And there was dead silence. And then an elderly person who was sitting right in the front row, he started laughing. I said, why are you laughing? You know, what's funny? He said, if I thank my wife, she will die of shock. So I said, let her die a happy woman. You know, let her, why don't you go thank her? If she's going to die, let her die, because at least she would have died with that words of thanks from you. Anyway, that matter ended there. The next morning, it was a two-day course. The next morning, one of the younger ones, a young manager in his 30s, he came to me and he said, sir, my mother asked me to thank you. So I said, your mother asked you to thank me for what? I don't know your mother. He said, no, you don't know her, but she asked me to thank you. I said, for what? He said, you see, when I went home last night, I went up to her and I said, mom, thank you very much for this coffee that you make for us every day. And my mother's instant reaction was, who told you to say that? So he said, I really thought of that. She said, no, I know you. You didn't think of that. Somebody told you to thank me. Who was that? So he said very sheepishly, I said, it is our teacher. He's teaching a leadership course for us. And he said, did you thank your mother or your wife who makes the coffee? So she said, please go and thank him tomorrow on my behalf for drawing attention to this thing to you and to others. That is the power of being grateful and being thankful. It is very, very important. We must express our thanks to the people who do good for us. And this extends, of course, reminder concerns marriage, but it extends to everyone, whoever it is, and especially those who serve us on a daily basis, your cooks and drivers and, you know, caretakers. We all have servants. Treat them with gratitude, and you will find that you will have wonderful people who are loyal to you and who will go out of their way to do things for you. It's very, very important for us to keep this in mind and ensure that we are grateful. So, the second word in the ayah, mawadda, love that is based on respect, and respect that comes from honoring the good that comes from the person. Now, this is the message I give myself and you, and reminder that let us build this into our marriages. No matter how long you've been married, no matter how long you have not done this, it's never too late to start. So I submit to you, let's do that. Make sure that we start this and we do this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with love for one another, with gratitude for one another, and with gratitude to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for having given us beautiful homes, beautiful spouses. Even if you don't think so at the moment, believe me, do what I'm telling you to do and you will realize what Allah has given you. Be grateful, be thankful, be respectful, and treat the person with respect, and you will find how love grows. And therefore, instead of falling in love, you grow in love. And when you grow in love, you find that every day you are alive, you love the other person more. And this is the beauty you see in people who have been married for a long time, in good marriages. It's almost as if there is a extraterrestrial communication between the two, between the husband and the wife. And one of them doesn't even have to say anything, but the other one knows what they are thinking. The other one would automatically do what they want them to do. And I've seen this, and it's so beautiful to see. Small things, but those small things are the foundation of all of this. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your hearts with love for one another and to make your marriages a source of great blessing for you in this world and in the next. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك أرحم الراحمين.